On a Thursday, November 1st, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. All morning long, we've been checking in with NPR reporters who've been like fish in a very crowded ocean. That is to say, they've taken part in the chaotic New York City commute 3 days after Hurricane Sandy.
It's a brutal morning because only scattered portions of the mass transit system have reopened, subways and trains on which the nation's largest city, the largest metropolitan area, depends.
NPR's Margot Adler is on one of the most famous streets in Manhattan, 34th Street. Margot?
Hello there. Yes. Yeah.
What's happening there?
Well, I am standing in front of 20 huge smelly garbage bags on a intersection on 34th and Lexington where there are no streetlights, first of all, and so there are cops directing traffic. And this is the place where all the buses, now remember, the subways will not go to Lower Manhattan or Brooklyn. They cannot go where the power is out. So all of the subways, of which I just four, and they're going great, only go to 34th Street. So if you are coming from somewhere, way uptown, the Bronx, some other borough, and you want to go to City Hall or you want to go to Brooklyn, you have got to get out of the subway, walk 6 or 7 blocks, and take one of these buses that are sitting here. And so it's been
because
a crazy
it's like the heart of the mass transit system is still not working. So many lines go through Lower Manhattan where the worst flooding was. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. So you have all these people trying to find the right bus. They're trying to find the bus to Brooklyn. They're trying to find the bus to City Hall. They're trying to find the bus.
And Marco, how are they?
Well, they're pretty laid back, actually. I spoke to one person who already had a 3-hour commute from the Bronx. I spoke to there are a lot of people who came in cars, and the traffic on the street is heavy, but not the horror show of yesterday. And that's because a lot of people came before 6 a.m. when the rule was, the rule is after 6 a.m. that only you have to have three people in any car to cross the
bridge. High occupancy vehicles. Margot, thanks for the high quality reporting, counting the 22 garbage bags there on 34th Street. We should mention that suburban commuter trains are also disrupted. So NPR's Greg Allen took a bus into New York City from northern New Jersey today. Greg, how was the ride?
Well, it was great for me, Steve, because I had a seat, but many people were standing because the bus that I took in came from Newark. And that's one of the areas that's served by the PATH trains, that general area. And all the riders who would like to take the PATH train in, of course, can't because those tunnels are flooded. So the lines that are near the PATH trains were full today, and they have standing room only. Other lines I saw coming in, and when I talked to other folks here, were not as crowded as usual. People are straggling back to work. So although it's busy, looks busy to me here at the Port Authority terminal, workers here say, oh, this is a lighter than usual day. People are just still starting to make their way back.
Well, Greg, let's go from you to talking with NPR's Mike Pesca. Now, he's been making what you might call a reverse commute. He started in Manhattan. He headed away from the center of the city across a bridge to Queens. And how did that go, Mike?
Well, unlike Greg Allen, I decided to stand and give the commuters my seat. But I have to say this, the Long Island Railroad train that I'm on is relatively uncrowded. All Long Island Railroad, all the subways are free. And as far as I can tell, that might not be worth the money, because what's going on with the subways is they're invoking something called a bus bridge, which just means you get off in certain stops and take a bus over one of the bridges. Mm-hmm. But the buses aren't coming, and there are huge lines in places like Atlantic Avenue and the Barclays Center. And there's a breakdown in communication, because I don't think a lot of people know that if they just get on a Long Island Railroad train, they could get into the city rather easily. So transportation, the lines that it's working on are working. Communication, maybe not so much.
So either people are not aware of what they can do, or maybe a lot of people have listened to the news reports of the commute, the early parts of the commute, and decided it might be better to stay at home.
Well, that may be the case, but then again, there's so many cars just blocking every train and blocking every bridge into the city.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are staying home just out of fear.
Very briefly, Mike Pesca, the people you have talked with, what are they saying about the commute this morning?
It was good for most of them. The trains were less crowded. Some of them are coming from areas without a lot of power, so they might not even have known that the trains were coming. The real problem is that really only 1.5 lines on the Long Island Railroad are working. If you're going uptown by subway, it's great. If you're going downtown, it's a nightmare.
Mike Pesca, thanks very much for the update. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We also heard from NPR's Greg Allen and NPR's Margot Adler on a very unusual commute in New York City today. There is partial subway service, partial commuter rail and bus service in various parts of the New York metro area.